game field. Every single time that we're together running routes and throwing, our chemistry is growing. We're getting better. I think the timing of the routes are getting better. I think the receivers are understanding when I want to get the ball out versus man versus maybe a zone coverage where I want them in zone coverage. And obviously I'm learning the body language of each wide receiver with every single day, when he's going to come out of his break, how he likes his football, where he likes his football. So like I said, every single day we're getting better. We've been out here grinding every single day, I think you've pretty much seen what we've been doing during training camp. Steven's done a tremendous job, especially coming into a tight end position in the National Football League that he's not necessarily used to playing. And I think he's done a tremendous job as far as learning how to get off the line of scrimmage, get open in space, get open versus a linebacker, get open versus safety. Steven's one of those guys that comes into the building every single day, and he's going to give it his all. You know, he works extremely hard. He studies very hard, which is always great to see in a rookie. And he's somebody that I have a lot of trust and a lot of faith in. Not really. Injuries are one of those things that are constantly going to pop up throughout a season. Obviously, you hope to limit them, but injuries are part of the game. And I think the biggest thing is kind of having that next man up mentality. I think all those guys who are playing currently are doing a hell of a job. They're all working very hard, and we're all getting better every single day. It's getting better. If you look at the way we broke the huddle in San Francisco, got to the line of scrimmage compared to how we broke the huddle against the Saints, got to the line of scrimmage and snapped the ball, I think you'll notice a big difference. We were getting the call in quicker. I was getting to the line of scrimmage. I was making my mic points quicker, and we were getting the ball going. So as long as we can constantly improve in that area and kind of speed things up with every single week and just keep getting a little bit better, we'll be all right. I would say so, and once again, it's just a comfort level. San Francisco is really the first time that I've run this system in a game atmosphere. So, of course, against the Saints, it's going to get a little bit better, and I expect it to be even better this week.
Brock, your dealings with O'Brien on a one-on-one basis, is he the same as you thought he was going to be, easier or tougher from what you heard before?
I didn't really set any expectations for what Coach O'Brien was going to be. I wanted to come in with a blank slate, an open mind, and that's exactly what I've done. And, it's an honor to be able to come to work every single day with him, because he's a hell of a football coach. He's a great person. He really cares about his players and his staff, and you see it on a daily basis. And he's somebody that, not only is he a lot of fun to work with, and he creates a great atmosphere here, but he's somebody that you can learn a ton of football from as well.